Daniel Silberman was 6 years old when the coup occurred in Chile. On September the 11th, 1973, Daniel was living with his family in the northern town of Chicatamata. His engineer father, David Silberman, was an ally and friend of the democratically elected socialist president Salvador Allende and worked as the general manager of the Calama copper mines. The Silverman family, who are non-observant Jews, had moved to the desert area in 1971. Daniel told me that the Chileans there were, quote, committed to change, almost like Israeli Prime Minister David Ben-Gurion in the 1950s, who said he wanted to make the desert bloom. Only a handful of other Jewish families lived in the area. Quote, the 11th of September 1973 was the day that changed our lives forever, Daniel wrote in The Guardian in 1998. The army took over, bombarding La Moneda, Chile's presidential palace in Santiago, the Chilean capital, causing the deaths of many people, the president among them, and arrested hundreds of others, shooting people down in the streets. Numerous people were brought to the National Stadium, the only place big enough to contain the crowds of the arrested. The humiliations and tortures for which the regime was to become famous started here. The Silverman's family's life was thrown into turmoil. Returning to Santiago soon after the coup, Daniel's father turned himself into the regime led by General Augusto Pinochet after many workers were killed by the army at the mine he managed. He hoped that he might be saved because he had done nothing wrong. Instead, he was given a court-martial without the right to a defence and falsely accused of stealing US $13 million. He was sentenced to 13 years in prison, and Daniel's mother and children could visit David, but his condition deteriorated due to frequent beatings and torture, including electric shocks on his genitals. Outside jail, Daniel's family were followed by the secret police at all hours of the day and night, and his mother could not get a job because no organization would hire her. They survived by earning money from a family-run sewing workshop. Daniel's mother was outraged at her husband's treatment and started writing letters to influential people across the globe to free him. Near the end of 1974, she thought she had succeeded after a Chilean government investigation found that his entire trial had been illegal and he had been given amnesty. The one condition offered by Pinochet's regime was that David be released and the entire family sent into exile. Daniel's mother immediately told her relations in Israel that they would all be together there soon. However, on October 4, 1974, David was kidnapped from the Santiago prison and never seen again. Daniel said that his family now believed his father was likely killed in 1974, though no body or burial ground was ever identified. "Memories of my father are faint," Daniel said. "We have no grave for my father or awareness of his remains." Between 1974 and 1977, Chilean officials told the family lies about David's whereabouts. Daniel said that he thought his father was murdered because Pinochet had a personal vendetta against him, having known him before the 1973 coup. It was not until 1977 that the Silberman family eventually left Chile for good and settled in Israel. Many years later, in 1991, after democracy re-emerged in Chile, a government-led commission admitted the truth. David had been abducted from prison in an operation performed by DINA, the Chilean Secret Services. The family received small amounts of financial compensation, but never any conclusive details about the nature of his death. It took a long time for Daniel to become fully aware of US and Israeli complicity in Pinochet's rule and his father's death. Documents released by US President Bill Clinton in 1999 prove that the CIA had intimate knowledge of the coup leaders and both approved and assisted them. US President Richard Nixon had tried and failed to undermine Allende before his election in 1970, but having assumed power, Washington worked to quash his ability to govern effectively. Covert operations were authorized to destabilize Allende's rule, and Chilean military figures were corresponding with US officials before the coup, requesting assistance to guarantee its success.